buyers from Los Angeles come into the, like his place, his feedlot is in, and they come out there and they buy so many cattle. They say, we want so many cattle, and they want them to graze so and so. And so they buy them by dead weight. They take them and butcher them and hang them up on the hooks and on the rail, they call it, out in the market in there. And then they pay them so much a pound for the meat. That way, why they keep their things turning.
Okay.
Here is where we're burning prickly pear to feed the cattle during the drought, the seasons. The cattle come to the sound of the pear burner. We call it a pear burner, which is a torch filled with butane or propane gas, and we scorch the thorns off, and the cattle eat the prickly pear.
That's a kind of a cactus?
Cactus, that's what you know.
Oh, well, that's why I'm sure the cactus picture
just like, just like that out there.
Well, yeah. we feed it most every winter. Darling, I thought I had a picture of that. Here it is. It's when it's in bloom. It's a close-up picture.
That's pretty.
It is when it's blooming. It blooms in April, starts about the 10th to the 15th. It's real pretty.
You just burn the
thorns off. The what do you call them, stickers or whatever you want to call them. There's one of the machines you see on my back there. And has a little 3-gallon tank, fill it with propane. And whenever that's emptied up, well, we go back and refill it and start over again. And it takes about 3 gallons, will feed about 10 cattle.
How many cattle? This is your ranch here that you live on? How many cattle can you have? How many acres does it take to support one cow?
In this country, we used to figure we could, it took 20 acres, but today we've got it cut down to 15, and some people have it as low as 7 on account of the grass is planted. This pasture here, now you see that has been root plowed, what we call root plowed. That's run a big D8 Caterpillar tractor under the with a blade on the back of it. And it cuts it, all of that goes under the ground and right plowing it, and all of the top vegetation is lifted out. And that way it cleans it out and gives more room for grass, and it doesn't, the grass doesn't have to compete with the with the forage of the mesquite and things.
These little shrub-likes, that's mesquite there?
Some of it is mesquite, and some is, we have a mesquite, and then we have a blackbrush. We have wahil. Blackbrush, cattle browse on that, and then we have the wahil, they browse on that.
What's the wahil?
Wahil, it's a plant, something, well, there's none of it here, but it's a, just a long leaf plant, has a long leaf, and a big one, and they hunt it out, and it's high in protein, very high in protein, and